I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The number of Iowans hospitalized for COVID-19 in Iowa remains above 500, and one expert says it's straining the state's hospital system. Teresa Brennan of the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics says the hospital's ICU is currently dealing with an influx of COVID-19 patients, and that's on top of dealing with a higher-than-average number of non-COVID patients. Brennan says UIHC is receiving requests for transfers from hospitals across the state and the country. She says hospitals are also facing staff shortages, as some staff have been testing positive for COVID and others are leaving the field from mental burnout. Iowa State University faculty senate leaders want to be able to require masks in their classrooms, but the Iowa Board of Regents has shown no indication during meetings this week it may change its policy on university face mask mandates. A federal court ruling this week temporarily blocked Iowa's law that prohibits school districts and other local government entities from requiring masks be worn, but the ruling does not affect the state's public universities. Iowa's unemployment rate for August held steady at 4.1% as the number of unemployed residents increased slightly. That's according to Iowa Workforce Development. The number of unemployed Iowans increased by 300 to 67,900. Iowa's unemployment rate is ranked 17th nationally. Nebraska had the nation's lowest unemployment rate at 2.2%, and the national unemployment rate for August was 5.2%. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.